This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Stepping Stones to Success by Horace D. Hitchcock, published in 1916. The things that hold you down, the things that keep success from your grasp, the things that bring you poverty and bad luck instead of wealth, the things that turn happiness and health away from you. What are they? They are the enemies of success, for like everything else, success has its negative elements ever working their way to produce failure. If success were attained without effort, if it were a natural condition, there would be no failures, and there would be nothing to strive for, nothing to gain. All would be inertia. Life is a fight, a worthwhile battle, but mainly with the elements in one's own self. An understanding of self, with all its moods, possibilities, and powers, is the first step towards self-achievement. But more than this is the self-driving power which must be generated and put to use if maximum results are desired. Success comes first to those who believe in self and in pluck, rather than luck. Thousands fail because they are afraid. They are afraid to grasp opportunity. They are afraid to take a higher step. They are afraid to believe and have faith in those who would help them to success or a greater success. They sneer at the ideas of others. They sneer at those in prosperity and power, attributing their condition to luck or who they know. They lack faith in their powers. But most of all, they do not know, and never will realize, that they have wonderful powers stored up, lying dormant right in themselves. Fear is the first in the category of enemies to success. Fear has been with humanity since the dawn of the world. We used to fear the workings of nature, the weird sound of the wind in the forest trees, the shadows of the moonlight, the vastness of the sea. But centuries of reasoning have brought us greater understanding. Yet today there are still thousands of men and women held down by fear. Fear of self, fear of circumstances, fear of others, fear of disease, fear of death, fear of failure. Real fear is a species of imagination, for it is the act of proceeding mentally, regarding that which is not known to exist. Reason, often in the form of warning, is misunderstood as fear. You say, "I'm afraid of the water, because should I fall overboard, I would drown, as I do not know how to swim." And you do not fear danger, but know it, when you see the sign, "Stop, look, and listen," before crossing a railroad track. In both instances, reason warns you and you are cautious. But it is not fear. It is the exaggeration of these warnings which results in fear, and it is only through reason that the conditions can be viewed as normal. Worry is fear strongly exemplified as a product of imagination. it is possible to write a whole volume on the subject of fear and courage. In fact, some people have attempted the feat, but such a work is ponderous, impractical, and of real value only to psychologists or students of the subject. The mastery and destruction of fear is a simple matter if the proper methods are followed in logical sequence. When all the qualities of fear are examined, they can be divided into three distinct classes. 1. Fear of self. 2. Fear of others. 3. Fear of circumstance. The fear of one's own self shows itself in a lack of confidence or faith and a prediction of failure. The only sure way to overcome a lack of confidence is to persistently declare to oneself, "I am confident, I am sure I can do it, and I'm going to do it." Persistent practice of the reasoning powers will accomplish wonders in this respect. Make the following assertion whenever you are confronted with a feeling of fear, as shown in a lack of confidence in yourself. "I am a human being. I am part of the universe. I have mind. Therefore, I have power. All things exist for all beings that are. I am one and am entitled to part of all. I can accomplish in fair reason whatever I ought to do. Therefore, I am doing so with my own power." Try to banish forever the thoughts, "I'm afraid I can't do that. I wish I could, but I'm afraid to try it." All this may seem foolish to the common sense person, but results have proven that it is not. A simple formula like I've just stated, an affirmation repeated over and over again, will, in time, make a permanent impression. Confidence in all that one undertakes, is a stepping stone to success. If you lack confidence in anything that you truly desire, turn to yourself and do not weaken. Reason that what you desire belongs to you. Reason that you are as good as others and that you are qualified. Resolve that you have the power and confidence. Go in with a strong determination to accomplish your goals. Take a firm grasp, and with confidence in front, you can push your way to success. Never let the past mar the future. To be true, that is easier said than done. But the fear that the future will develop like the past has been the cause of countless failures. You may have met with failure through some mistake. Failure is always a mistake. And are afraid to proceed for fear you will meet failure again. In doing so, you actually invite failure, because your belief is in failure and not success. This one trait, so common to many of us, is one of the bitterest enemies to success. Believe that you are going to fail, and you are actually making preparation for failure. Let the past alone, try to forget it. Assume confidence, resolve that failure is impossible this time. Bring to mind that everyone, without a single exception, has met failures of different kinds. You are not different. Bring to mind the great principle. That is, failure in some degree has been a feature of all successes. Therefore, cultivate the confidence that success is possible, is rightful, is for you. Banish fear of self. Fear grows only on fear. Fear of others is also a product of imagination. It comes from without, rather than from within. Here the mind misinterprets the circumstances that exist around the personal element and magnifies and twists the results of certain probable or possible activities. Are you afraid of people? Are you afraid of their actions? The first step in the conquering of such a fear is to assume an attitude of reason. Why am I afraid? Why do I fear the actions of others? Put the mind in a state of interrogation, then affirm to yourself with full force of determination, "I am myself, like any other, a part of the whole. Therefore, I am in perfect harmony. I fear no one in such harmony, and I am full master of my will." Make such an affirmation repeatedly. Assume a strong, egotistical attitude in order to thoroughly master your fear of others. It is better to grow egotistical and conquer, because ego may be curbed easier than a fear eradicated. The following is a really wonderful and powerful exercise if it is earnestly and conscientiously practiced. When meeting another person, especially one of whom you feel an uncomfortable fear, clasp their hand firmly but kindly. Meet their gaze eye for eye, and strive to assume an attitude of perfect equilibrium and confidence. Flash the following thought through your mind. I am exactly as good as you are. You cannot really harm me. I do not fear you in the slightest. This one series of thoughts persistently practiced will positively accomplish wonderful results. Now let's discuss fear of circumstances, which is the result of associating future events, either probable or possible, with similar events known to have happened in the past. Fear of events produces that common form of exaggerated imagination in the wrong channel, known as worry. You are afraid to do such a thing because you are afraid it will result in something undesirable. Or, being uncertain as to the course of future events, you choose the undesirable as the probable result and magnify this condition through the aid of imagination. People who lack imagination very seldom worry. Worry is the greatest enemy to success and happiness, which not only retards the progress of otherwise normal men and women, but actually strikes them down by the thousands every year. Worry kills by nervous strain and forces the mental equipment to collapse. It robs the mind of its natural resisting powers and eats in like a poisonous cancer. Stop worrying and begin by knowing exactly how to stop it. Most people actually worry unconsciously and give in to the practice, simply because they consider it a part of their own personality, incapable of eradication or improvement. To overcome the worry habit, you should not allow the mind to wander. The common practices of recreation, study, etc. are merely indirect methods of achieving the same end. The object is to divert the mind, but the willpower itself is a surer, stronger force than this. When troubled by worry, stop immediately to carefully analyze the matter. Don't allow the mind to jump into the future. Hold it to the present. Consider with the utmost degree of painstaking care every phase and angle of the matter at hand. If you can deduce the future accurately, prepare for it coolly as a matter of fact. Worry thus becomes useless. If you are uncertain of the future, bring to your mind the most desirable possibilities. If a friend has embarked on a car journey and you have been informed a short time later that floods have washed out the roads in certain localities, don't worry and imagine that a calamity will occur. Conquer the worry by imagining exactly the opposite, which would be just as probable. Imagine firmly in this case that the roads were only slightly damaged and the cars were merely diverted to other roads, eventually arriving at their destination in perfect safety. In other words, master this and firmly believe and follow it. When worry sets in, imagine only the best that is in the realm of possibility. As I've mentioned before, a large portion of our thoughts and actions are the result of habit. The term habit is very often misconstrued as meaning something evil or immoral. Habits may be good and bad. Good habits should be cultivated and enlarged, while those that are detrimental should be obliterated.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.